cleaning the table prior to reciting Birchas HaMazon. In continuation of the previous lessons in which we discussed the halachic need to leave some bread on the table during benching, and likewise the discussion of whether or not you can bring an entire loaf to the table for this purpose, we will now tackle this question in its totality regarding, of everything that could be on a table, what should be removed before you bench and what shouldn't. So as we already stated in a previous lesson, all the crumbs and bread should remain on the table, although for the sake of cleanliness, it's proper to gather them to one single area for the sake of the benching. Regarding salt, it's recorded in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 167, Halacha 8, based on the Ramah and the Rishonim and Sifrei Kabbalah of the Arizal, that it's proper for one to always have salt on the table. And so is the Minhag Yisrael, even if you don't plan on eating your bread with salt, being that a table is compared to a mizbeach, while the eating of a meal is similar to a karbon, and it says that by every karbon, one should have salt placed on it. The Kabbalistic reason behind this, which is recorded in the Rishonim and Tosfos, the Ramah, and the Alter Rebbe, is because salt protects a person from punishment. When a person sits down to eat, the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, comes to be mekatrik, to prosecute against the individual for being involved in physical and lustful activity. And having the salt on the table protects one from this prosecution. Now, while the above-mentioned Paiskin, Rishonim, and Achreinim do not recall what one is to do with the salt prior to benching and if it should stay or not, in the Kitzur Shlatz brought down, as writes the Kaf HaChaim in various places, that the salt shall remain on the table for this reason until after Birchas HaMazon, as we want the protection of the salt against the prosecuting angel and the Hamtakas HaGvuras, the sweetening of the severities, to take place until after you bench. So in short, the salt is not to be removed from the table. If there's spilled salt on the table, you can simply gather it together with the crumbs into the center area where all the leftovers are being gathered. Now what about peels and bones leftovers? So the Levush and other Achreinim write that it's not proper to bench with a dirty table. It's not honorable to the blessing, so therefore it should be cleaned away. However, the Kabbalists write, as recorded in the Ben Ish Chai, the Chesed LaAvraham, as brought in the Kaf HaChayim, that one should not remove any leftovers from the table, including even bones and peels, until after you bench, being that they contain sparks of holiness. And those sparks of holiness need to be elevated through the benching. Practically as a compromise, the Kaf HaChaim records that one should gather all the leftover food and bones into one area of the table and have the rest of the table be clean of leftovers, hence following and satisfying both the requirement of the Levush and as that of the Kabbalists. This, however, is with exception to repulsive foods. All food which is repulsive and spoiled should be removed from the table prior to Birchas HaMazon. So, for example, if somebody chewed on a food and spat it back out, that should definitely be removed. Now, what about the dishes? So it's recorded in many Sfarim of early and late Achreinim that one is to remove all the empty dishes from the table prior to Birchas HaMazon. So writes the Tefer Shmuel on the Rush, the Kava Yashar, the Chidon, Birka Yosef, the Chesed La'alofim, the Shari Tshuva, the Ben Ish Chai, the Kaf HaChaim, and other Achreinim. Last but not least, the knives. It is customary to cover the knife during the recital of Birchas HaMazon, with exception to Shabbos and Yantif. It is not necessary to remove the knife from the table so long as the knife is covered. Nonetheless, one may choose to remove the knife rather than cover it, and so is the custom of many. We have elaborated on this specific subject of covering and removing the knives before benching in a separate halacha that can be found on our website. So to give now a final summary. Prior to reciting Birchas HaMazon, one is to remove all the empty dishes from the table, and likewise remove all repulsive foods and leftovers from the table. This referring to repulsive leftovers. The knives should either be removed or covered, with exception to Shabbos and Yantiv, in which case they may remain. All non-repulsive leftovers, including bones and crumbs, should be gathered to a single area on the table, while the rest of the table should be clean. The salt and all the bread and crumbs are to remain on the table, and at least one piece of bread should remain. However, one should never bring a whole loaf of bread to the table for this purpose, and according to some poskim, as well as the teachings of Kabbalah, a whole loaf of bread, if it remained on the table into benching, should be removed after benching and not be allowed to remain overnight. as we explained in the previous lesson on this subject.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.